Come on back. It's already 2:30. I know it's a lot we're covering today. And it is still February 24th, 2022. And this is our second part in the Rev Up Your Business with a great opt-in page, half-day retreat. And I'm so excited by like how far we've already come today. Great, great work, you guys. Like, knowing what is needed on an opt-in page, how easily you can create a free gift, the low-tech version of it. You can throw out a piece of paper. I've done every single one of these, and then you build it one step at a time. If you threw out a piece of paper, you could do that same thing online. You could even do that online. It doesn't have to be, you can do a combination of it. It could be, instead of throwing out a piece of paper in a live room, you could say, maybe you've got, you're in a Facebook group. It's like, hey, I'm creating this free gift and it's going to be about this because I've been noticing people have this problem. And I'm either going to write about this or that. Which one do you think you want me to write about and why? So you can even get feedback about what it is you're creating from your ideal clients. And, you know, let it be fun. Let it be playful. Let it be a creative act to create this. And also, if it is that, when it is that creative act, don't take 3 years to make it. Like, good enough. You can all do this in front of an audience today, even if you don't have one yet. And I loved Anna Maria's like, how long have you been thinking about this, Anna Maria? Oh, just now. And it was already really well developed. Could you hear that? And then also we can continue to create new ones. And like the very first one I did, I'm still very proud of it. And it still serves a purpose. And then we can create other ones later on and we learn as we go, right? So it's, don't try to get to, well, this is the perfect gift. Here's what I've got right now. Oh, then I created this one. Oh, I'm going to, you know, edit this one. I'm going to put it in front of this audience instead. So the whole thing is a creative endeavor. Making sense? All right. Let me see. Anything bubbling up? Any ahas or any questions? Just so we can empty out the room so that you'll be able to hear the next piece that I'm going to share with you. Again, I know it's been, we've been doing so much in the last couple of hours and in the last month. It's been a lot. Really great stuff for your business. Anything bubbling up? Wanting to be shared. No? Good to go? All clear? Okay. Okay. What I want to do then is give you some examples of this to let you know it's on the court. It doesn't have to be perfect. You'll see some things where we're following these ideas that you said and some where we break them. Like there's examples from me. I give you one example from my friend Jennifer as well. And you saw these in our hot free gift retreat. So I want to come back to that. And I'll share my screen so that you can see what I'm talking about here. So. This should be available in Story Freedom Academy. This was connected with our hot free gift retreat. And I'm returning it to you now because you have for each of these, here's an example free gift. Here's the opt-in page. Here's an example free gift. Here's an opt-in page. You've got four examples that you can play with to see how it goes, right? And I just want to take a couple minutes to look at these examples now that we've been talking about it, now that you know a little bit more about it. And now that you've been already creating your own free gifts and so on, and you can see how this works on the court. So do you guys come along with me? I think now you see 7 quick tips. Is that right? When I change the, okay, good. So, and to be honest, I'd actually forgotten what was on here. Mary Kay was saying, I'd like to see a picture of the person. I'm like, all right, we put a picture of me on there. I couldn't even remember, to be honest. And putting the page together, same thing, let somebody else do that. The content I have done and I've done in conjunction with others, always use somebody else's brain, connect, be on a connection call with somebody else, create your opt-in pages together. They'll be able to see things you miss. You'll move faster. It'll be way more fun. Even though it's my background to work with words and stories and so on, I always work on this with other people, team partners, you know, my daughter will contribute ideas to this. So, one example, 7 quick tips for crafting an inspiring story that sells. It needs that headline of attraction. It's like, oh, I want to sell stuff. I want to create an inspiring story. It's 7 quick tips. I'll be able to access it quickly and craft. I get to do it myself, right? And then here are some of the benefits. It's a checklist. Okay, I'll be able to get through it quickly. Busy people, right? Entrepreneurs who want to create memorable brands, become masterful storytellers, skyrocket their success. any one of those would be really generic, but as you start putting them together, it becomes your own. Skyrocket your success. It could be anybody in this room, but put together in that configuration, it points to this work, right? And then discover key story principles. Here's what you're going to get. Send me the guide. Remember we talked about, make sure it's easy for them. See, send me the guide, send me the guide. I said 2 or 3 times, right? Here's what you're going to guess. And then this is saying, this is for you if. These are some things you want. You want marketing campaigns. You want to tell stories on stage. You want to attract partners and so on, right? And we have also shifted how we talk to our ideal client. We created this gift a couple of years ago. And if I'd created this 10 years ago, I might have said this guide is a must if people don't listen to you and you have trouble being heard. Isn't that frustrating? You can hear I'm calling to a different client. Attract the attention of potential partners and team members. Whether you've got team members or potential partners or not, it's like aiming at a higher level. Can you hear that? Of what people are wanting. So even if they're not doing that yet, even if you're not doing that yet, it's like, right, that's what I want. It's not about the whole world won't listen to me and I blame everybody and help me with all these rotten people around me like that. That's hearing and stories too, but not the work of this company, right? We've shifted the level of what we're doing up and up and up. So there's one example. And above the fold too, we've got a click place. They call it talk. Again, I'm not a website expert, but above the fold where they first get to here, you know, they first get to the webpage and there's, I can click right now. We've got a privacy policy. And one more thing that we didn't mention, you guys mentioned almost all these pieces, right? Visible things here, there's little icons. I didn't create those. It was Marie, not this Marie, other Marie on our team who created those for me. A photo, like we do happen to have, Mary Kay was talking about. And then here we've got a little bio. Often a bio is helpful too. We didn't mention that, right? I think this is, yeah. And then here's the guide. So here's the freebie. And you can see it's like, it's not long and it's checklisty, right? Not long. And it gets right to the point. Stories are everywhere. That's the core of this company, right? Stories are everywhere. We tell powerful stories, our companies grow. We don't, our companies fail. It's like very direct. And here's how to do it. And then hang it on the wall beside you. I want people to keep this top of mind. I want them to keep it around. And I can't even remember, to be honest, like, do we have a call to come talk to somebody? I don't even remember if we did that on this one or not, to be honest. We didn't. We did in Anatomy of an Empowering Story. In this one, we don't have a call to come talk to me because we do that in email sequence following up, right? Here's the one that we did before, Anatomy of an Empowering Story. I did this in 2015. Still use it. Still a really great guide. I just reread it a week ago. There's a good stuff in this, right? Here's a power. Mary Kay was talking about something visual. She was saying the person, but here we've got a picture of a book. It's not a physical book. It's not nearly this long, right? But gives people the sense of something more substantial here, right? And Anatomy of an Empowering Story, when I came up with that, it actually doesn't tell you what it is. So we added a subtitle, Why Your Personal Story Can Be a Game Changer for Your Business. There's the thing that people want. Easy to click, it's above the fold, give me access, privacy policy. This guide is for you if you can see the same structure. And this calls to the thing that they want. Give me access, here's the button again, right? What is gonna help you with? We happen to have these little icons here, right? Give me access again. So you can see the very same structure and it's simple and then about. And then I wanted to show you this one too, because this one was repurposed and it breaks some of the rules that we've just been talking about. Oh, well, Marla from our community came in from Empowering Stories for Entrepreneurs years ago, you know, and we've hardly even used this yet. We've just started building our list with this. We turned it into a freebie. I'd done these interviews. It was already sitting around on my shop room floor. And so this video series is for you if. And each one of these has a different if. It's eventually our same client. We're looking for you guys, right? But why somebody would pick up this particular guide might be different than why they'd pick up the other. You want to get the stories behind the success of these women, so you can harness the power of story in your own work and life. Discover stories that will attract your ideal clients, etc. Who they are. See, this is like really way too long. Works anyway, doesn't matter. And we could repurpose it. I didn't build any of this, my team did. It's like, hey, we've got this lying around. Do you want us to build it into a free gift? We need a new one. Sure, do it. I did none of this. There's Yvonne, right? We got some testimonials, another piece you can add. nice things that people are saying about this, right? And some of like, so you can have, you know, all of these are kind of an add-on that you could do. When Michelle gathers people together, greetings happen. Each of these speakers has touched my life and they will touch yours too, you know? So social proof. The other ones don't have that social proof. This one is kind of too long. And then my friend Jennifer's, hers, look how short it is. And when we talked about this freebie, her freebie, it was so striking to me because some of you were going like, oh man, that's overwhelming. You can hear like, who is somebody's ideal client, right? Her ideal client is, I don't want to say more ticky boxy exactly, but is it, we have some overlap and some big differences in who our ideal clients are. You're really interested in like bottom line first. It's all about sales, that and only that. And so it's very clear what this is about. And then her free gift is designed to create, in my books, I'm sure she would say this too, like we haven't talked about this. I'm sure I helped her create this years ago. This is designed to create overwhelm. Wow, I need that and that and that and that and that and that and that. Oh, and then there's some testimonials here too. This is in the free gift itself. Holy man. And then here at the bottom, she does have, want some more? Book a strategy session, right? But not until they've got the free gift one yes at a time. All right. I just wanted to go through those quickly. You don't have to know all the features that are in there. I just wanted to show you the very things we were talking about. Here they are in some very different examples. But is nothing different than what we were talking about. Making sense? Yeah. And it doesn't have to be perfect. In fact, we've had 7 quick tips for a couple of years now. I just sent a note to Amy going, I just noticed a typo on the page. It doesn't stop us from using it, from being really effective, from it growing our list, you know, hugely. And I'm like, oh, look, subject verb agreement, missed that. Oops, you know, like, whatever, you know, the grammatical error on the page, right? Whatever. Don't worry about it. Just get it out and out there. All right. I'd love to hear, or jot down your biggest aha from this little, here's some examples. And again, you can go back and take a look at these later as well. You have access to them. All right, finishing up that last sentence, taking it to a place where you can come back to it at a later time. And let's hear one or two of these ahas. I want to know what's opening for you now. Yeah, Diane, thanks.
The one thing I noticed was the, I thought that the short bio was, and a photo of the self just makes the freebie more personal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as I was looking at my notes, after you talked about what to be on, it's like, oh, right, we haven't mentioned the bio yet because it was here in my notes. And it's really, people buy from real people. So to Mary Kay's point earlier too, she likes the picture. And then the bio, it's like, here's who this person is. And it doesn't have to be complex. It doesn't have to be perfect. But it's you. It's you. And then we can write the bio so it's really about them as well. So who's the hero of the journey? It's them. So your life is seen through the lens of somebody who wants to work with you and what the benefits of your life are, like of the things that you know, the things that you do. I helped one amazing entrepreneur. I mean, she's got presence in many, many different countries. Her book is well known. She speaks on huge stages and she was trying to minimize the accolades in her life. So she put all the accolades like over on the side because she knew it was supposed to be about somebody else, but it made it look like a who's who list of all her stuff. And it actually drew attention to it. You know, she was trying to minimize it. And instead it was like, look what I've done. She was like, oh no, it doesn't, people don't care about that. They care about, well, why does it matter to them? So yes, I love that. I love that Diana bio, and then why does it matter to them? Anything else bubbling up for you about these? What are you noticing now for you? Anything else bubbling up? Yep, Mary Kay, thank you.
If there's a certain buzzword that your potential clients use all the time, I'm thinking, should I use that in the title?
When you say buzzword, it depends on what you mean by that. Sometimes we mean what I would call jargon, and jargon is like technical language in a particular field that only people in that field know. And so sometimes that can put people in the head and can be off-putting, or even they don't even understand it. So if they don't understand that word, they're out of the conversation. So simple language, but sometimes it just all depends on how it's being used. Can you give me the example of give me an example of the buzzword?
Yeah, it's positive reinforcement, because that's what they're all talking about.
Right.
That they want.
Right. So anytime there's jargon, like technical language that people outside the circle wouldn't understand, like the way we use the word editor here, that's a voice inside. And you hear me doing it even here, defining it so that nobody's left out of the conversation in case they thought that I was meaning editor of your book. We mean it in a very specific way, editor in your head that is getting in your way. Sometimes people call it an internal critic or whatever, but if people don't know that language, they'll be left out. So I would make sure to define it quickly, even just in a phrase. And then also, sometimes if it's a buzzword in a community, it's like, Mary Kay, one opening for you might be something like, everybody's talking about positive reinforcement these days, but what does it even mean? Right? And sometimes taking a contrary position can help. One of my mentors, he has, is it a webinar itself? I think it's longer than a webinar, but it's kind of actually like a webinar. And his talk is called Why Webinars Suck. So grabs people's attention. This might not be your language, but it's like, maybe, but grabs people's attention, says something opposite to what people usually think. And you don't have to be contrary just to be contrary, but it's if everybody's saying it, but it's kind of hollow, or everybody's saying it, but it's not actually being implemented, you've got an opening to talk to people rather than assuming that everybody's using that word positive reinforcement in the same way. Does that help?
I think so. So maybe I could say something like why you need more than positive reinforcement or something.
Yeah. And it could even be
missing from it.
And there's different ways you could do that. It could even be, and I know that you deeply believe in, you know, positive, not negative reinforcement, if you want to use that language, right? But you could even have a free gift, say, I'm not telling you to go create this, but for example's sake, you could have a free gift that says why positive reinforcement never works and what to do about it. Now, that'd be a bit dangerous because you might get all the negative reinforcement people, right? But then what the freebie would end up saying, and you're saying, I'm not talking about, you know, beating up on your horse. I'm not talking about mean things, but it never works. And here's why, and come and find out why. And the why might be that people say it, but are they doing it? And what does it even mean? And are they thinking through the horse's eyes or whatever, like that deeper layer of what it could actually mean? And again, I would be careful with that. It's like, positive reinforcement never works, or you would have to have language on the page to not attract the wrong client, but it could be done by saying, you know, why positive reinforcement never works. I know who you are. If you're reading this, you really want to take care of your horse, then you're going to call to the right people. You so care because it matters, and you would do anything to make sure that they are well taken care of, et cetera, et cetera, if that's who you want to call. And still, you've been studying positive reinforcement methods for X number of years, et cetera, et cetera. This is a little bit longer. It might be for, you know, you might pare it down, or it might be part of a talk. You've been trying it. You've been doing it for these years and it's still not working. Isn't that frustrating? The three things that people are doing wrong with positive reinforcement and the one thing they're missing, whatever it is. Make sense? The one of the many ways you could use that. Great question. All right. Anything else bubbling up from those examples or from your break? Or from what's been bubbling up inside you about your free gift and the beginnings of thinking about your opt-in page? Okay, perfect. So here's what I want to do then. I want to give you time on the court to actually do this. So it's not some kind of head knowledge. The idea that it's a good idea to do this without the action is meaningless. So if you sit on the idea of having a free gift for the next year, it will do nothing for you. Any effort and action on the court will make a difference even before you get it out there. You'll feel more confident when you throw out that piece of paper that says, throw toward them that piece of paper that says, hey, I'm building a free gift that is about X. You'll be able to say the X better with any attention to that. Does that make sense? You already have gains even before you have an opt-in page and, you know, fancy graphics or whatever, right? Every piece of effort toward this. And again, shortest route to strategy session, that's always what we're looking for. We're in the midst of the game, right? What's the shortest route there? What we need to do, what is the inner work that we need to do, what's the outer work that we need to do, and the play in order to get there. So here's what I'd like to do to put you into breakout rooms. And I gave you 2 minutes on the freebie, but the freebie, does it make sense? Like, what's going to be on that opt-in page is very much connected with what that freebie is. We need to know what it is. And if you don't have your final freebie, don't worry about it. Work with what you've got right now. And you may have the exact freebie for, like, Anna Maria's. That was great work. Your written freebie, the one that you create, will stem out of what you've done here, you know? And you can change it after the call if you want. So I want you to be easy about this, all right? Don't keep flipping about it, but just choose and go with it, right? Good enough for now. So here's what we're going to do. We'll give you 10 minutes in your breakout group and to flesh out this freebie. If you already have a freebie, you can already start some of the work on the opt-in page, or you can start, you know, diving into your freebie. You can be asking the person, maybe, you know, if you already have an opt-in page, you could be sharing it. Even this is like a high level, you know, leg up yoga move work. It's like, what do you think is the most important here? How could I get to that, or share with them some ideas about the freebie and what they're hearing? So anything that pushes that freebie to the next level. And I'm all about, like, get one done and do it well. I didn't have multiple freebies till much later on. So rather than creating a second one, you could, but if you've already got one, how can you maximize it, right? So what's the most important things that people are hearing? Because that will affect what the opt-in page says, what you're going to say about it when you're speaking, and so on. So go deep dive into one. So 10 minutes to create your freebie. We'll put you in probably pairs. If you're in a group of three, then you have a little bit less time. So 10 minutes total. Divide it up in your group, and let me just see what the breakout rooms are. So then we'll see. Let me see. I'm gonna recreate the rooms here. Hang on, recreate. Okay. Will this work? Yeah, this should work. All right. You'll be with probably two people. If you're with three people, you'll have the littlest time, 10 minutes, divide up the time. So 5 minutes each. And your aim is to have that freebie done in those 10 minutes. Good enough. Here it is. If you've already got a bunch of freebies, choose one. How do I take that one and land on, even just landing on that freebie is going to be good work done in that time, right? And then what's the most important thing about that freebie? If it's new to you, trust that you can create it in 5 minutes. What are the essential components of it? You know, who's it for? What are the three tips you're giving? Is it a checklist? What is it? You know, we talked about the free gift before, and you've got the essence of it. You've seen some examples. So focusing on the freebie, we'll have another breakout room on the opt-in page once we've got the freebie. Any questions without which we cannot go forward? Yeah, Diane, go ahead.
So I had done three small statements, but I'm just curious, so we would kind of add more flesh to each one.
So if you've got, here's my freebie and it has three statements, what else are you going to need to actually put that in people's hands? Use this time, you know, is it that you want to craft the language even more clearly so it's in your ideal client's language? Is it asking that person who's in front of you, use your time to your best ability. Does this answer their top of mind problem? It could be, you could be using that person's, like, do you hear what the problem is and what the solution is? Can I make that problem even more specific? Have I got pillow talk language about it? Anything that, any piece that you remember, or you can go, hey, I've only got these three sentences. I really don't know what to do. Can you give me an idea of what my next step should be so that I can flesh this out and actually use this when I'm going to do Reiki with people next week, right? So immediate on the court action, so that you have it at the next stage so you can actually use it. Making sense?
Okay.
Great question. Thank you. Anything else? Any questions without which you cannot go forward? All right. So I want to remind you too, one of the ground rules in our community, if you're not having fun, if we're not having fun, we're not doing it right. What would make this playful? What would make this fun? This is about helping. I just want to represent this groundwork of it. This is about helping the people you're meant to serve. You already know them. You've been working with them. It's either yourself, and you've already done the work on yourself. You've been volunteering with people. Maybe you've already been offering this thing for quite a few years, or you've been offering something like it, and now this is the next level. These people actually need your help. This gift can actually help them, and it can be super simple, like we heard before, right? So take this time, use it well to bring it to the next level. If even one question is answered, if even one piece of the language has gone further, if there's a question of attraction in the freebie, the freebie itself might go, having trouble falling asleep. Some of it's going to relate to the opt-in page, right? Having trouble falling asleep, not sure what to do about it. Maybe you're not sure what the problems are in your ideal client's head, and you can use your partner to go, I think they're thinking this. Does this make sense to you? What else do you think they might be thinking? Here's my field. Make sense? About how to use this time? All right. Have fun. If you're in a group of two, 5 minutes each. If you end up in a group of three, then you'd have about, 3.5 minutes each. The one with the shortest hair goes first. The one with the longest hair keeps time. You've got 10 minutes. Have fun. This is your free gift. I'm so excited by what we've already been doing. Enjoy. We'll see you in 10 minutes. And welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. All right. How did it go? Awesome. I'm seeing some thumbs up, some nods. All right. I would love to take either questions or ahas, what's opening for you now? Questions that arose because of how far you got and you still have questions. Diane, go ahead.
Not a question, but a suggestion that Marie gave me, which really made sense, was noticing the order that I'm putting in the three mistakes. And which ones would they relate to first? So the order is very important. And thanks, Marie, for that.
Beautiful notice, Marie. And thank you for sharing that, Diane. When we're putting bullet points, for instance, like either the mistakes or this is for you if, that actually tells a story. It's another place where story is. I mean, as you know, story is everywhere. And To follow up on the insomnia example that I gave earlier, feel like you just can't get out of bed, want to kill your kid, even that has an order to it. Want to kill your kid, feel like you just can't get out of bed. First, you can't get out of bed, then you get out of bed and want to kill your kid, so we want to follow that person's mind. So thank you for that share. That's a beautiful, beautiful point. That's like a leg up yoga move version, right? The more that we can follow the movements of their minds, the more that they go, oh, right. She gets me. He gets me. That's so cool. Not even so cool. Like, oh, that's exactly how it is. They feel it in their bodies. And how do we know how that goes on the page? This is deeply connected. Like the arrows go both ways. We do a bunch of strategy sessions. We know how people talk and what matters to them. That circles back and goes into the free gift. We write the free gift and then people come to us and we're in conversations and we hear more. So the more we know about how they speak and what matters to them, the deeper all of the work goes. And we can think about it right from how it goes on the page because they can't get out of bed first, but then once they get out of bed, they want to kill their kid. And then their boss is nagging them because, if that were in that story. Brilliant. Yes. Beautiful. Thank you. What else came up for you? Questions? Ahas? Yeah, Marie, thank you.
One of my ahas is in my step one, adding in more real life examples, like the felt in the body or whatever experience of the person before I move on to step two.
Mm-hmm. Are they actually feeling it or is it remaining as head knowledge, right? And examples are fabulous. And sometimes an example can be a half a sentence so that people can viscerally feel it. And sometimes we worry that the example, and this can be both, yeah, sometimes we worry that the example won't be exactly that person's circumstance because every person's circumstance is different. So then we leave it generic. But they will place themselves in those specifics. So if I say to you, are you running around busy with everything? How much did you feel that in your body? Probably not at all. It's all abstract. But if I say to you, has it been one of those days again? You know, when you pick up the kids and they're screaming at you and the dog is barking and the neighbor is yelling at you too. And then the boss wants something like yesterday. Maybe none of that even applies to you, but how are you feeling it differently in your body? And you get the sense of it and you'll fill in the details as applies to you. If it's like the kids are at you, but you don't have kids, maybe the neighbor has been, or the parents have been, or whatever it is, right? Or you live with your cousin, or it's your spouse that's driving you nuts, or whatever it is. So specific, and this is the tie-in with story mastery too. And beyond the scope of what I want to do today, reference that whole course, different part of the year, it all fits together. Having them understand it viscerally, the more we understand how stories work, the more we can start to do that on the page. And if you haven't done that course yet, don't worry about it. Or if you can't remember anything about that course, don't worry about it. Just think, how do people actually talk? Listen to them in strategy sessions. Think, what's their top of mind problem? And how can they actually feel it instead of knowing it as head knowledge? And the order that we put things down matters too. One more thing about the list of mistakes, like if it's mistakes people are making, maybe they identify with one more, and the most important position is first. Least important position is the first and last are more important. Let me put it that way. And the one that's in the middle is sort of buried in the middle. So people remember what's first and last more. So if I say I've been trying to lose weight, but you know, nothing has worked for years. The scale keeps going up, and your kids are asked after you and you're worried you're going to die because you're 300 pounds overweight or whatever it is, right? Can you even remember what the middle one was? You remember the first and the last more. So the most emphatic ones can go first and last. And then sometimes it's in order. Another example, let's say you were a fitness trainer, feeling like, that could be it too. Can't get out of bed, depending on who that person is. Maybe they're training as an Olympic athlete. You're going to call differently to that person. Feeling like you can't get out of bed because you've put on a few COVID pounds, right? Or whatever it is, or feeling like you're out of shape because you can't even go to the gym these days and going stir crazy at home. That's a little bit different too. That's not quite the right client. You get what I'm saying. Put it in the right order. Think how their mind thinks. And it's not just that there's one order. What's the story that you're telling, and how does the thought process work inside them? This is knowing your ideal client the way J.K. Rowling knows Harry Potter. What's their thought process? Like Anna Maria's, they're not thinking about the horse in pain at first. They're going, my horse won't jump. Why won't my horse jump? So we start there. Yeah, great stuff. Really good. Anything else bubbling up either as a question or an aha? Mary Kay, thank you.
That's a sort of a question. I guess it is a question. So if I wanted to say that a mistake was using, how could I rephrase this? I want to say the mistake is using positive reinforcement without studying enough, without knowing enough. How could I rephrase that?
Right. So the first thing is, you know what we call inside the party. So that's great. And thanks, Anne Maria. It's so nice to see you. Positive reinforcement. Like, so you know what's inside the party. You know that that's the issue, but that may not be the way they're speaking about it. So I want to slow down to make sure everybody's on the same page about this. So it's really good to know that that's the point. You know that this is their problem, even if they don't know it yet. But then you want to think about, well, how are they thinking about that problem? Or what would they call it? Or what's the thing that's manifesting in their life where they bump into that problem? Where does it manifest? Can you think of an example of where that happens? Because they often examples can help.
Mostly with when they start giving the horse treats and he gets greedy for them.
Right. So that's one of that, that about that technical language that we talked about, positive reinforcement. If we say, so if Mary Kay, and she's, I know, you know, not to do this, and this is why you're asking the question, but I just want to illustrate it really strongly. So it's like, hey, all right, finding the positive reinforcement doesn't work because you don't know enough about it. Like, nobody's going to say yes to that.
Right.
But said differently, they will identify with it. So because you know that's actually what's happening, but they don't quite know it yet. They've got a visceral feeling that it's not going well. So what's the example? And it might be something as simple as, if it's, depends which part, is it headline of attraction or is it the benefit? Is it on the opt-in page? Is it on the freebie? But the language that I'd be looking for might be something like this. I'm skipping over the technical language altogether. I'm saying, no, you got to give your horse treats. But finding it's all the horse, it's not quite the right language yet, but it's en route. Like, we play with the language, we figure it out, right? No, you got to give your horse treats, but finding that's all your horse wants to do is sit around and wait for treats, and it's frustrating. See, I'm getting at that same idea, but they're visceral experience and an example. And Mary Kay is the one who's going to know better than I will what's actually happening, and they will know, and they'll go like, how did she know? You know, or it might be, and again, you got to think about, what are they saying to you in the strategy sessions? What are they saying to you when you give talks? What are they saying to you when you meet them? Might be something a little different. It could be no, you're supposed to give your horse treats, but feeling like it's just not working and maybe something is wrong with you. You know, are they honest enough with themselves, right? Ready to give up on the treats, but not sure what else to do without going back to old style, whatever you call the beating up on your horse, right? Frustrated that your horse only wants treats and nothing else. Worried you're training the exact opposite in your horse by giving them treats, because now they won't even move. Not sure what to do about it. Can you see, I'm like trying to talk about what their actual day is. Is that like, what, you know what's going to happen to Harry Potter when he goes to talk to Cho Chang? If you haven't seen Harry Potter and you don't know that, you get the idea, right? You know how he's going to feel. You know it's going to be, what they're going to be, what that, what's going to happen before it happens. You go like, oh, is that helpful, Mary Kay?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Yeah, really good. And I skipped over the technical language altogether, because often the technical language gets us in our heads. Can use it sometimes, but if you watch me in giving a talk, for instance, I might slip in the word editor so I can start training people about that word, but I might say something like, because people think about it as limiting beliefs, so I'll use other people's language sometimes to start. But I, even limiting belief, it's like jargon. You know that voice in your head that's not your friend? And then people go, oh yeah, that one, right? Instead of saying, you've got an editor in your head, and let me explain to you what it is in the three ways that they're in their head then. You know that voice inside you that's not your friend? You know that one that if it was a person sitting beside you, you'd fire them as a friend? Like visceral, yeah. See, even though you know the word editor, Diane, you're going, oh yeah, that. That's the feeling we want with this language. All right. Anything else bubbling up wanting to be said, either an aha or an opening, a question, before we move on to just some more time and space for you to get her done? All right. Did you feel like you made progress around your free gift? Looking for the real answer around the rooms. Okay, some yeses and some Marnie, I just want to turn to you for a minute. Thank you for your honesty, and it's okay, right? Sometimes we hit those plateaus or we hit those bumps. And then on the other side of that is the opening, but it's okay when we hit those bumps, don't let them stop you. So let's take a minute over where you're feeling stuck so we can at least start to let it move a little bit more before we move into the next piece.
Yeah, I think it is just that I'm so distracted. I've got 50,000 things coming at me. So then trying to do this in a rush when I wasn't feeling in that space just made me feel contracted, like literally just don't even want to talk about it kind of thing. And so I think it's just that awareness that if you're not in that space, you can't expect to get into the client's headspace either.
You know what's wonderful about what you just said though, Marnie? I think that's exactly how your clients are feeling.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think you're making more progress than you know.
Okay, that's good to know.
Right? If they want this life of adventure, they know there's something more, but they're so bogged down by all this stuff that's coming at them. I mean, it doesn't even take much translation. It's almost, maybe it's exactly the language you just said that goes right into your freebie or goes right into your opt-in page. And not fancying it up, not like if I start editing Marnie's language and I start saying, feeling like there are many things happening in a world that is busy with politics. And that's not what she said. What did she say? I wish I could rewind. Marnie, rewind it and hear what you said, because that's how they're feeling. And then you get to decide, because this is a darker moment for you. Sometimes you have lighter moments. This is a darker moment. How dark do you want your clients to be? Like, how dark a space do you want them to be in? Is it like life is falling apart and I'm ready to, you know, jump ship? You might not want it that far down. And so then you might start there, and then you're going to adjust the language up and think of how do people talk when they're not feeling exactly like I'm feeling, but on my little better day, but it's still frustrating.
Right. Yeah. It's more in the gray than the dark. Mm-hmm. It's more that, you know, you've got dreams that you want to follow through on, and you just feel overwhelmed by the uncertainty and the number of options, and you don't even know where to go.
Yeah, see, that's good. But what, I liked what you said better for the first time.
Yeah.
Can you hear it? Because now you're trying to think about how they're thinking. And before it was just like, this is what's happening, blah, right?
Yeah.
I would rewind and listen to it, because that guttural language, and you can adjust the language on the page if you don't want to get people who are always feeling like you are in darker, you know, because you're not always there, right? And you want to dial it up a little bit in terms of the client's resources and what they have and how overwhelmed they feel and so on. Then it might be, ever have days when you feel like this, because you do, they probably do too. Ever find yourself saying, and then in quote yourself directly. And then you can dial it up a little bit when you, by just saying, I know you've got some good days too. Some days it feels like it's, you know, whatever, and you can lighten it by that, something like that. But still, there's that nagging feeling that, and you come back to the pain, right? So the progress you've made, these are, when we have these moments, even this serves us. So thank you for being here, because you could have decided there's all these things, I'm out of here. And you might have just got the most important piece for your free gift, for your opt-in page, and for talking to your ideal client. And is that making sense to you, Marnie? Even in the midst of the overwhelm? Fantastic. Really, really great. Thank you. All right. Anything else wanting to be said before you have some time to now work on the opt-in page? Anyone feeling utterly lost, like I can't even start with the opt-in page, or got enough to go on? I've got the essential idea of the freebie. And even if I change it tomorrow, don't keep changing it, trust yourself. But then I have enough to, so that I can work for 10 minutes. Again, we're gonna do another 10 minute block and start crafting out that opt-in page so that I'll be ready, like Diane. I love that example. Thanks for letting me use that, Diane. I don't know if you're gonna do that, Diane, but you know, so I could even have that piece of paper and I have some idea about it and I could use it right away. Everyone has enough to go in again for 10 minutes. And it's like, what would I put on my opt-in page? My freebie is about this. So Dawn, you're saying, no, I don't have enough. Okay. So Dawn, what's the freebie that you have thus far, from either from what we did before, from the 1 minute piece, from, I know you couldn't be at the 10 minute piece because I know you're tending to things at home. What do you have so far for a freebie so that you can make something out of this time?
I have that I would reaffirm and readdress the keys for, let me see how I put it here. Which one I like the best.
I want this for all of you, because wherever you are, you can take it further forward.
It's about the top three things you need to know to have better relationships.
Okay. So you don't have nothing. You have something sitting right there, right?
Yes, yes.
And so the top three things you need to know to have better relationships. And then, you know, why do they want that? How is it manifesting actually in their life? And then some of the language that I was talking about with Mary Kay, that kind of guttural feeling to get it, like, even better relationships is almost, it's not exactly jargon, but do you know what I'm saying? If you had to say more head or guts and heart, which is it?
To have happy relationships, baby, is better.
It's not even better relationship, happy relationships. I'm saying, want to stop fighting with your husband, but you know, you can't stand the way he flips the pancakes. I don't know, right? Can you hear? If one said, want to have better relationships today, and one said, can't stand the way your husband ties his shoes and get mad at yourself for feeling that way. Can you hear the difference of that guttural, you know? So one of the things but you know that what's inside the party is three things for better relationships. And you know what, you don't have to tell us right now, but do you have three things that would help them?
Even
if it's not in their language yet?
Yeah, the three things that are in my signature talk, it would be talking more about that. And I think what I answered is about the confusion. I think their top of mind problem or issue is feeling confused about their feelings and not knowing why they feel the way they feel. That's the number one.
I don't know. I'm going to challenge you on that a little bit. And you know your field, so you're going to be the ultimate arbiter of this, all right? But sometimes we imagine that people are further along than we think. So let me give you an example. When I wrote an Anatomy of an Empowering Story, it took somebody else, an accountability partner, just to give me the third point, because stories are ever, they're empowering, disempowering stories. I thought I was done. She's like, you got to tell people they can choose. I'm like, isn't that obvious that you're going to choose the empowering ones? No, it's not, because I've been working in this field for 25 years and people all the time don't choose the empowering one, even when it's right in front of them. It seemed too obvious. The obvious is what you want to go for. You know this, they don't know it, all right? So some people, my guess is they don't even know, it's not even that they don't know why they're feeling what they're feeling. They don't even know what they're feeling. And they don't even know what it's about yet. They don't know, but they just are frustrated or they're angry or they just doesn't feel good and they don't even know why. And they just like, ugh. So you're articulating something at a more kind of sophisticated level that may not resonate with them because they're not there yet. It's further along inside the party. Make sense? That's my guess. That's my deep, I'm pretty sure. So it may be, like, how does that manifest in their day? I'll ask that same question. Like, getting out of bed in the morning and you could even do it in a talk. I'm going to go to a talk just for a minute, but it would be the same in a free gift. Could be the same in a free gift. Feel like jumping out of bed. The birds are singing. You can't wait to get out of bed. Not. Right? Like, oh, right. That could get to them, right? Or, wondering why your spouse keeps bringing up that same thing over and over, even though you've talked about it so many times, can't get out of that stupid loop. They're probably talking something like that. And that's not super high level. I don't know where they're coming in. It might be, even at a high level, might be getting caught in that same conversation again, not even sure why. Done the personal training, this is higher level. Done the personal development work, but still finding you can't agree about the eggs and it's tearing your heart out. You know? I don't know what it is, but it's something about they haven't thought it through the way you have. What's their day actually like? Well, what are they complaining to you about? What are they worried about? And know that you're quite a few steps along the road further than they are. But what you've got here is great to go on for the essence of your free gift, so that you can get to the opt-in page. Yeah, Dawn, go ahead.
My ideal client is further along. They know they're at a crossroads in the relationship.
And what does a crossroads mean? That's a little bit like jargon, right? So what's a crossroads?
There's 1 foot out the door.
Got it. So there's the language. Got one foot out the door in your relationship and really wish you didn't. Maybe that, see how it's a different person a little bit and Dawn knows them, but what are they actually saying? And that's why they may be feeling it and not knowing why they're feeling it or wanting to feel it. Like, wish you could just be out of here, feeling bad that you're even feeling that.
It's guilt, yeah.
There's where it is, right? Mm-hmm. Instead of saying feel guilty, what's the actual thing? Like I said, and yeah, so you got it. Enough to work on so that here's the essence of it inside the party, even if I don't have the language of the free gift, so I can start creating the opt-in page so we get it going, yeah?
That's helpful, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, same thing, 10 minutes. Go with what you've got. This is my free gift, whatever you have. How are you going to call people to it? Why should they even care? And think of whatever you can remember from the opt-in page. Like, what's their top of mind problem? Is it, you know, and thinking about what Marnie said, you know, like feeling like your day's spiraling, but that's not even, this isn't quite right, but not, that's not even it. You just know there's a lot more. If you could just get out the door to do what you're going to, it's not quite it, that's too overwhelmed. But you got what I'm saying? Like, what's going to go on the opt-in page? What's going to call them? What's their problem? How do you solve it? And what would it look like? Here's a headline. Here's a question that's going to enroll them. Here's a couple things they're going to get. 5 minutes each. Making sense? So wherever you are, you take it further, like you just saw here. Any questions without which we can't go forward? Okay, great, great, great work, you guys. All right. We'll keep you in. Let me see. I'm going to move. Just need to do one thing here.
Like, I have to add myself every time to a group.
Yes, if you could do that in the obvious way, Yvonne, I think that'll work, right? Okay, so 10 minutes, 5 minutes each. One with the longest hair goes first. One with the shortest hair keeps time. I will see you in 10 minutes. Have fun. See you soon. Welcome back. All right. How did it go? Ahas, questions? I'm seeing thumbs up. Fantastic. I'm seeing lots of nods. All right. Wins you want to share from your breakout room or ahas, things that are opening for you or questions? Yeah, Yvonne, thanks.
No questions. I'm just excited to create something new. My old freebie is not reflecting anymore what I'm doing now. And so to create something that that really helps, you know, one of my potential clients with what their needs are instead of my old clients' needs.
Yes.
It's fun. I'm looking forward to it.
I love this, Yvonne. So great. And it points out too, when we know how to do this, because we can have somebody craft this for us, we could hire people, but how are they going to get inside our heads and what it is that we're really doing, right? And then even if they got it, it's a moving, growing, living thing. Great, got it now. Oh yeah, but now my work has shifted and changed and I'm working with a new level client and what, I'm going to hire that person again to do that whole thing again. But when we understand how we do this, how this works, you've got the keys to the kingdom. You get to create it and you get to actually help those people. The freebie is designed to give your best stuff, to really actually help people with real life problems that they're encountering in your area. How wonderful is that? It's easy to forget that piece of it. Yes, it's a marketing piece. Yes, it introduces us to people. Yes, it goes to strategy sessions, but it's actually designed to really help people. Creating the freebie itself is and then the opt-in page where they can receive it itself is a wonderful life act. So thank you for that, Yvonne. Beautiful. What else is opening for you now? What is it you'd like to share? Or questions? Yeah, Diane, thanks.
So I was looking at the opt-in page. I've got, I know, a bit more changes to work with on the freebie, but the opt-in page, my ideal clients are moms who are, of course, stressed out and overwhelmed with children. And I was thinking of maybe a title like Struggling to Make It Through Each Day. And then putting in things like there's no breaks for me, or I have no downtime, or I'm just kind of not too sure what to kind of put in there to draw them to the freebie.
And my right, fantastic. Yeah. And here's the biggest thing that comes to mind for me, Diane, as I'm listening to you. This goes right back into the High Ticket Virtual Retreat, and why the best thing that I can suggest that you do is go have 10 strategy sessions as soon as you can. Even if they're not the perfect person to be on the court and doing it. Because then you say to them, what made you invest your time to come talk to me about your life and your kids today? Tell me what's going on. What's the problem? What's happening? And they go, oh, Diane, whatever comes out of their mouth next, that's it, right? So listening to them in the strategy sessions is gold. It's your research. It's what leads to that high ticket work and all the things we talked about in the High Ticket Virtual Retreat. And it's also research. It's a deeply honoring thing. It's listening to that person at a level that often they are not listened to. So that's the very first thing I would suggest. It's like, what are they saying? I don't know. What are they saying? Go find out what they're saying. Get in those conversations and it will help you craft that language because it's theirs. That's number one. And then the second thing that I want to say is like, and you're on the right track. Like, you know who it is you want to work with. You know what's going on for them. Like, this is cool. Like, look how far you've come. How much of this did you know a couple months ago? Right? So remember to like congratulate yourself and count the wins all the way along the way. This is fabulous work, and we can both do it more quickly than we think, and it takes searching and it takes conversations and so on, right? So both and. So go listen in those strategy sessions, congratulate yourself for how far you've come. This is fantastic work. And then the next thing is knowing what it is what is it that's actually getting them, and do they even know it? And so I'm reminded of one of our alumni, and you've heard the story before. She was creating beautiful photos so that the moms would have memories of their babies. And it seemed like that's what they wanted. That's what they seemed to be asking for. But what they wanted is a freaking break. So she created a photo experience for them, radically changed her company, because they wanted a break, but they couldn't say so. I'm thinking about that for you. It's a different company, with a different aim, but there's some resonance about it. And I'm wondering if they would even allow themselves to say that. I don't know. Are they moms who actually know that that's what they need? What do you think?
Some might, a lot of them might not though.
So then what's actually happening in their life that has you know, even if they don't, that that's what's happening?
They might have talked to some people who are maybe friends or something that to them feel more organized or more coping better, things like that. So they're thinking, well, maybe there is ways that I can start to change what I'm doing.
Now you're onto something. See, can you hear that? So, feel like you're, this might not quite be it yet, but it's en route, and don't worry about it. It's always in progress, okay? Feel like the neighbors got it all together, but this morning can't even find the coffee pot. I don't know, is that how they're feeling? I don't know. Wishing you had something, anything that could make this morning feel better so your kid would have a better day at school and your husband wouldn't yell at you, that's low. Husband yell at you if it's you know, or wishing that you had even just one thing so that you could breathe better this morning and get higher level, breathe better this morning. Let's say you're working with entrepreneurs and, you know, get that next client into your funnel. I don't know, like maybe if you're working with entrepreneurs or if you were working with who are these moms too? Because are they moms that are homeschooling their kids? Are they moms who are entrepreneurs? Are they moms who are teachers? I don't know, right? So the more you think about and claim who you really want to work with, they're going to be saying different things, and keep listening to them, go have the strategy sessions, and then think, what is it that they're, how is it manifesting in their life heard me say this earlier too, was it with Mary Kay, right? How is it manifesting in their life? Not positive reinforcement, but what's the thing that's actually happening? They would go, how does she know? It's like she's looking into my home. Jeez, right? That's what you're looking for. Helpful?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Good. Really good. All right. We're getting to the last few minutes of our time together. So let me just see if you feel like you made at least some progress on your freebie today, raise your hand. Like you know something more about it. You know who the people are. You know, yeah, fantastic. Lots of hands up. If you feel like you made at least a step forward on the opt-in page, even knowing what it was, what it's supposed to do, how it's connected with your freebie, raise your hand. You made some steps forward. Yeah, fantastic. Phones going up around the room. All right. So we're going to wrap up the call today so that you can be on the court doing this. And I want to re-emphasize as we're coming to the end of the call, what I'm most interested in for your opt-in page and for your freebie right now, because we're in the midst of the game. There's 3 weeks left. We're already a week in. Just notice, not like, just notice without judgment, like we do with our breath, like how many strategy sessions have you booked? How many calls have you made? And like, just without judgment, it's like, oh, but I've been busy with other things. I just notice that, right? Just notice without judgment. Oh, what could I do from here to book those calls? Oh, if I spend an hour figuring out what's going to be in my free gift, that will tell me something about what they say. And then I can go and talk to them and find them in a Facebook group, or maybe it's my neighbor or somebody I know knows them, right? Just always the direct route to the strategy session, always think high ticket virtual retreat and with a framework of abundance. The last couple things that we just did, right? There's lots of people who need your work. Who do you want to work with? What's the easiest and most fun way to reach them? And if you spend even a little bit of time on the freebie and the opt-in page, even if it's so that you're meeting a couple people for coffee and you know that they're friends and they're in your ideal client zone. Hey, I'm thinking of getting this, you know, I've got this gift together. Do you want me to send it to you? Oh, just put your emails down here for me again. Like low tech. We can learn low tech stuff from this, right? And always think, what's the quickest route to strategy session, quickest route to happiness, quickest route to building your companies. Making sense? Not only quick because people need you and it's more fun to be doing it. And actually when we're on the court, we learn so much more. We have better lives. It brings abundance to us and to them, uplifts the world. All right. Just before we go to ahas and inspired actions, and if you need to leave right on the dot, you can raise your hand. Otherwise, we'll just go in order on the screen. Just a reminder, bonus Q&A call on Tuesday. This is a fabulous place to ask your questions like you've been doing on the court, in and around. Whatever is the thing that's in the wave for you to have that conversation, for that person to enter into your high ticket work and be doing it right now. Ask those questions. I don't even believe I can do it. Oh, that's the question to ask. I think I know what I'm going to offer them, but I'm not sure. Can I run it by you? Oh, that's the thing to ask. I know who my ideal client is, but I can't find them anywhere. Ask that. I've talked to 10 people, but everybody threw tomatoes at me. Oh, ask about that. I didn't talk to anybody because I don't think they're anywhere. They're in the Facebook group, but I don't know what to say to them. I'm real things to move your business and your life forward. Ask. Get on a connection call with each other and figure out what your questions are. That would be a great thing to do. That would be a great use of an hour. So that you each have 5 questions, then you're going to choose your top 2, or maybe you'll post all 5. Like the more questions you post, the further you'll be along even before we get to that call. And come anyway, you don't have any questions, listen to other people's questions, right? So that's on Tuesday. Marie has her call coming up the following week. Then we have the bonus calls for the high ticket virtual retreat and to craft your story. And I'll help you connect that with the high ticket virtual retreat as well, right? So then we've got the loving kindness retreat coming up. We've got influencer story coming up. Check that new calendar that we just got out to you. Make sure you put in all the big rocks. And as it says on that calendar, some of these things are extra to this journey, but please do come. They are there for you. They will skyrocket your success, but it's just to mark those that you can actually invite other friends to too. And that's a great thing to do for those ones that are public events, because then the people around you will understand the journey you're on and you have other people from your other part of your life who are getting it. It's a great thing to do, all right? So get all of those big rocks on your calendar. Have a great afternoon and evening. Take good care of yourself. A lot has been moving in this community just in the last couple of weeks. It's a lot. If you pick up even one piece of it, as I've watched you doing on the core here today, that can move you so much further forward. So just remember that one piece, one step, one question, one new step at a time. All right. One aha, one inspired action. And if you need to go right away, raise your hand. Otherwise, we'll take it in this order. Post in the Facebook page, in our Facebook group, if you don't get a chance here. Even if you do get a chance here, go post it in the Facebook group. It's a wonderful way to continue the conversation. Mary Kay, you're up in my upper left-hand corner. You're up first. One aha, one inspired action to take us home.
My aha is complimentary, not competing.
Oh, so good. Life-changing. Way from the beginning of this call today, when we remember that life, we would just breathe easier. So much more is possible. Thank you for recalling us to that. And your inspired action?
Inspired action is to process you saying I'm ready to give an event.
How cool is that? And you can combine it with, yeah, it's so fantastic. Like Marie's cheering. And you can combine it with what we were saying, like, where's the low hanging fruit? What's the easy way to do it? We don't just like, we can have an opt-in page and a free gift by going, hey, I'm building this thing. Want to add your name to this piece of paper? You can create an event by talking to a couple of people. Maybe one that you're already working with and say, hey, I've got this idea. Bring a friend, come for a couple of days. It doesn't have to be elaborate to start. You could do it easily. Do it the low tech way, nothing elaborate. And then the next time you do it, you already will have done it.
People have already told me they would fly in to come to something with me, a workshop. So it's like,
and just like speaking, set a date. And then yeah. As you're thinking about that event, and again, it's a leg up yoga move to do that, but as you're thinking about that event, like what would make them come to the event? It's some of the same thought process. Like what's their top of mind problem? Then what's going to be remaining for them? It's going to help you with your free gift. It'll help you with your talk. It'll work together. And again, it's a leg up yoga move until you've done a bunch of strategy sessions and so on. I don't recommend it, but for Mary Kay, for you, absolutely. And you can tell because it's fun in her. It's that exciting edge. You can feel how it's right for you at this stage, right? Fantastic. Thank you, Mary Kay. You are ready. Marnie, you're up next.
My aha is simple, low tech is perfectly fine. Get past the perfectionism.
Thank you. I am so happy.
I passed it.
Thank you. Because yes, you are so good at what you do. And, you know, in this room, many recovering perfectionists, I'm sure, right? But just actually be on the court. Low tech doing it. Remember, shortest route to strategy session. How can I have a conversation with somebody tomorrow? Thank you, Marnie. I'm so outrageously happy to hear this coming out of your mouth. Thank you. And then what's your inspired action?
And my inspired action is to go and experience what I want others to experience and to do it with ease and joy.
Ah, that's living it. And when it comes from that place, the words follow from that. Because it's real, it's genuine, it's attractive, it's beautiful. I'm so happy. It's like, let it be simple and low tech, living the life that I'm meant to live. And by the way, some other people are going to want to come along. It's simple things. Yes. Yay. Yvonne, you're up next.
When my prospects have read the opt-in before they talk to me, they're already so much more informed.
Yes, they are. It's one of the functions of that opt-in page and then that freebie. They've entered into your world. They've become more conscious of what is the thing that is the problem. They've started to understand your solutions. You're positioned as an expert. You're positioned as knowing something that can help them. Fantastic. You got it. And then your inspired action.
Writing my new freebie.
Yay.
And put time on the calendar to do that.
Can you hear how tangible, tactical, on the court, get her done, get it out there, go help people. Fantastic. And it's so aligned in you. There's not a piece going like, well, maybe I'll do it. It's just like, get her done. Fantastic. Marie, you're up next.
I don't know. Everything. It's just like trying to break it down into like one thing. I guess one thing is ordering the headers or the headlines, and the first and the third are where people spend, those things will stick. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and even the order of those things, right? I was able to point it out for Diane, and then I realized, oh, I better do that for me.
Right, isn't that great? It's that's why we want to be in connection and in discussion with each other. And those connection calls matter so much. And we can't see it, or we see it for somebody else, and we go, oh, thank you, Maria. That's beautiful. And what's your inspired action?
Well, I'm redeveloping my website, and this is going to be my new free gift. So I'm working with this for the next 4 weeks or so. Make it happen.
Fantastic. I love it. See, and it goes on the opt-in page, but it also goes on your website. You can give it out when you're speaking, when you meet somebody, they ask, like all kinds of places where you can use this. And there's one more of them. Thank you, Marie. Beautiful. And Dawn, you're up next.
I am more deeply understanding my ideal client, what they're really, where they really are.
Mm. You're understanding those words, know your ideal client, the way J.K. Rowling knows Harry Potter, what's actually behind that, what that actually means. It's knowing at deeper and deeper and deeper levels, which is something I know you've said to me, Michelle, how did you know that? Michelle, how did you, like, it's honing that listening and understanding at deeper and deeper levels, sometimes when they don't even know. And that's that you got that here and now. Done. Fantastic. This is huge. Yeah. And your inspired action.
To take care of my health. I need to be healthy in order to do anything.
Mm-hmm. Do we know what the next step is? Sometimes the next step is a nap. Sometimes the next step is, you know, eating good food. Sometimes the next step is, you know, what's the ratio of, we've been going 24/7. And so it's time for a break. And then sometimes, and this isn't what's happening with you, but sometimes it's like, I need a break for 3 years because I'm afraid of something. I don't see that happening to you right now, right? But so it's a rhythm of work and rest and activity and rest, like we talked about in when we were talking about Sabbath in our abundance retreat, right? So this is so important. When we've plugged in our own batteries, we have different words. We have different ways of relating to people. We're more excited about doing the work because we've actually taken care of ourselves. How can we expect our clients to take care of themselves in the way that we do the work if we're not doing it ourselves? It's authenticity, it's integrity. Fantastic. Diane, you're up next. Of course.
Well, again, like there was lots of ahas, but I think the biggest thing for me was working with the freebie and the order that goes in and working with things that are most relevant to them now.
Yes, thank you.
One of the points I had was, you know, Maria had pointed out to me too, was, are they really ready for the third point that you have there?
So good. We want all this stuff for them. And it reminds me of when I used to teach weekly yoga classes, like, wow, it's a path to samadhi, according to the yogis. Like, we get enlightenment. Our lives are aligned and we get to connect with the divine. And they're like, can I take a bit of fat off my thighs? You know, like, often that's where people end. Yes, this works better than diets. Why don't you come in and try it out? You know, like, it was even a handout that our, you know, the one who owned the yoga studio had, because so many people came in, or like, my back is hurting and I injured it and I heard yoga helps. Will it help? Yes, come on in. And then we know that there's many, many, many more things that can open for them down the line. But actually helping people and meeting them, it's an act of deep compassion too, right? Meeting somebody where they actually are with integrity and honesty. And it's like, that matters to you and I hear you. And I'm playing a little fun with the, you know, fat on the thighs and so on and so forth, but like, it's what really matters to them right here, right now. And what is an act of love to actually listen to that person, see what's going on for them and see if and how we genuinely can help. And holding back with our own stuff, like, there's 10,000 things for you and I know not. Hey, tell me what's going on. Here's one thing that I know will make a difference. Do you want this freebie? How about a conversation? Simple things. Thank you, Diane. Beautiful. And then what's your inspired action?
So I'm going to be working on my freebie and working on the third point now. So as I'm talking with people, I'll be able to find out and specify more what that third one is.
Yay! And I loved how you connected it. You're hearing it, how it's connected with the high-ticket virtual retreat as I'm talking to people. Did y'all hear that when Diane said that? That was so great. When I'm on the court with people and how these go back and forth with each other. And even before we're in a giveaway or before we're using it for a talk or whatever it is, real live people that we can help, that back and forth between the two, so we understand them better and better, so we can speak their language, so that we have heard them, so that they feel heard, so that we can actually do the work we're meant to be doing on the planet and help them, for us, for them, for the world. Thank you, Diane. Beautiful. Thank you all. Fabulous work. This is our first Rev Up your business with your what do we call it, with the Rev Up Your Optum page. Right? Very first time we've done that, but I knew we needed a deeper dive than we've ever done before. And you guys just took it to the stratosphere. Thank you for your fabulous work. Can't wait to see you on Tuesday. Please post your questions. No wrong questions. If you don't know what the question is, ask, what should I be asking? And we'll run with that. Whatever you need to, shortest path to that high ticket sale. We're in the game. The game is on. All right. Have a fabulous few days, everybody. We'll see you on Tuesday. Bye-bye for now.